Well, hello. This is Ian. I'm recording live. Well, not live, but I'm recording on a bus to Florida. And I'm sitting here with my friend.
Hey. Hey. Cameron.
That was Cameron. He's my friend. And we're going to Florida. Not just me and Cameron. Yeah. But a few things to add to the beginning of this podcast, because we forgot to talk about them in detail. July 14th, we will be hosting an event at the Summit Church from 6:30 to 9:30. It's a benefit show for a girl who's going to Uganda. So I'm pretty sure all the proceeds go to her. But me and Ben will be there hosting an event. Me and Josh will be there playing a few songs. There will be a few other bands. Light as Lenses, I think. I always get that wrong. But I think that's the name of the band. And the Michael Lacey Band will also be there. So you should come out, check them out, check us out. We'll be up there making some goofy jokes. And, you know, just goofing around. It'll be a fun time. Also, there's an event that we want to get this name of this event nailed into your head now, because it's huge. It's going to be huge for us. So that's called One Fest, and it's going to be here in 2014. And it's just this giant Christian music festival, and it is awesome. So go check it out. We'll tell you more about it as we get more details. We'll let you know when our website is live. Me and Ben will be doing some hosting stuff with them, maybe some podcast stuff, and it's going to be cool. It's going to be cool. A lot of really cool bands, a lot of really cool stuff. So, yeah, sorry for the poor audio quality of this announcement thing, because... Yeah, I'm on a bus right now. So, yeah, there you go. Take what you can get. Be grateful. All right. Enjoy this podcast. I think this is the one with Haley on it. And it is fantastic. So, yeah, there you go. Goodbye.
Buddy,
and we are yet again not alone this week.
We are not alone.
Actually, we were alone last week. Last two episodes we've been alone.
Yeah,
but we're not this week. This week we have my lovely sister-in-law Haley Hillis here with
Hello.
Us.
Hi, hi Haley,
how's it going?
It's going. How are you?
I'm great.
Fantastic.
Come on the post podcast.
Yeah.
Woo!
Who doesn't want to do that? No one. That's who. Anyways, that made sense.
I was confused by that.
No.
Let's get closer. Farther away is what Josh is telling me. Sorry, folks. We are not in our usual habitat this week.
Ooh, that's a good word.
We are in a box. We
called the ISO booth.
Yes, we are at the isolation booth at Colonial Hills Church because they're awesome and they let us use it.
Thank you, CHC.
Yes. And Latch. So, and, well, Josh. And Josh is... And Latch. Yeah, Latch yeah. too. But Josh is the one that's here. So we're going to thank Josh.
Thank you, Josh. I love you.
Josh is actually... Well, like I said, he's here. As not per usual, though, he's outside and you can't hear him because he's being
I'm
all...
here.
Technical. Yeah, Haley's here. And that's all that really matters. Okay, so I think this is going to be a fun episode.
I do believe it will be.
And I'm kind of excited about how we went about, like,
picking the topic and everything, just because I feel like it's going to be a little more laid back. Or to me, anyways, it's just kind of chill.
Yeah.
I don't. Haley's a little freaking out, though.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Because we're in a box.
Yep.
Don't think about it. We're not in a box. We're on the beach.
A very small beach with walls.
Seriously, guys, I'm going to walk out. Just kidding, I won't.
But this week we're talking about something that I feel like, I don't know, we've just, since we started the podcast and everything, we've kind of spent a lot of time thinking and praying and talking about, and Haley, having just graduated from high school, has spent a lot of time, you know, thinking about and praying about, and we're kind of going to talk about the finding God's direction, like finding God's direction for your life and finding it and then following it and trying to strive for it, which is a terrifying thing.
Yeah.
If you ask me.
Yes.
I don't know how you guys feel about that.
Yeah, it's kind of scary sometimes.
Yeah. I was watching this Michael Jr. Was it Michael Jr.? Yeah, it was Michael Jr.
Comedian.
The comedian Michael Jr. He's coming with Tim Hawkins to Hope. He's a guy that's open.
Very funny guy.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
Funny.
But he said something. He was talking about his the movie that he made. It was an independent film. It's kind of like a documentary that he made. I can't remember what it's called. Does anybody remember what it's called? Nobody?
I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
Oh, well, it's really good. Actually, I haven't seen it, but I think it's really good. But he said something, and he gave a talk at a church, and I don't remember what the church is either. One of the things he was talking about was kind of how he found his new outlook on comedy. And one of the things he said was that a lot, like, if you have a plan and you feel like you have like a certain plan for your life and you know exactly how it's going to happen and you have everything perfectly planned out and you know that you know step by step what's going to happen and how it's going to work, then it's probably not God's plan, because God wants you to have faith in his plan.
Yeah.
And in order to have faith, you can't know exactly what's going to happen in every step of the way.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is terrifying, if you ask me. But there's Josh. I don't know. I just thought that was a cool thought, and it kind of was relevant to what we're talking about.
I like it.
I feel like that. I don't really know. There's so many places you could start when you're talking about finding God's direction.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like where it starts for me, and probably, being an English major and everything, I tend to find themes in life, and I tend to find overarching, like, motifs, like things that just seem to be true time and time again.
Yeah.
And they keep recurring, and I keep being brought back to the same concepts and the same themes. And something that every time I'm trying to find God's direction in my life, a theme that I am brought back to every single time is the theme of fear versus faith, and how, like, massively huge that is. Like, that is a really, in some respects, when you boil down, like, life, our existence, it becomes fear versus faith. Like, you know, are you going to choose to try to control your own life, which is usually, you know, something, is an impulse born out of fear, because it's not trusting God that he knows what's best. And he's the only one really in control. And it's our human impulse to say, I want to be in control, and I want to do what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And because I'm afraid, like Louis Giglio says, all fear and anxiety comes from our lack of ability to control or predict the outcome of a situation. So I feel like in trying to find the direction of God, the will of God, the biggest battle for me is fear versus faith.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times I let fear win out instead of faith.
Faith, yeah.
Because faith is really hard and fear is really easy.
It's very natural.
Yeah.
But I think kind of like what you said. I don't know. But for me, where you start with the desire, or like where you start with finding God's direction for your life is number one, your heart. You really have to, I mean, you have to understand that your plan for your life, whatever it is that you want to happen in your life, it might be good. I mean, it might even be great, but it will not compare to the plan that God has for you. And embracing that plan,
yeah,
it has to start in your heart. It has to start with the desire and the understanding. First, the understanding of how God's plan will affect your life. The air conditioning just came on.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Real hot in this little room. But understanding that, embracing God's plan for your life is 10 times better than whatever plan that you could have had for your life. Not saying that, like I said, not saying that your plan wasn't good, but God's plan is always better.
And yeah.
I feel like that's something that you realize after, like, something hasn't gone your way. And you're like, okay, now it's cool. You know, God's got it. But that's not something you really think about when, like, you're like, at least me, like, about to go or make a decision. Uh-huh. That's something that you think about. After something.
Yeah.
But it's a good thought to have.
Yeah.
It soothes me.
Yeah.
Oh, it went off.
The vents there,
though. Oh. Yeah. But kind of, I mean, the reason why this topic came up to my head and we were talking earlier was the fact that me and Ben have been talking, like, really? Was that your phone?
No, that was out there.
Was that your phone? The guy who's doing sound left his phone on loud.
What's funny is that no one else can hear that, though, except
yeah,
for
probably
us.
Not. Did you hear it?
It did this.
That was great. Thanks for blaming me, though, bro. Appreciate it.
No problem.
The look of just sheer disappointment in your face. It's okay. I'll live.
You're welcome.
Last time he said I wasn't just a piece of meat.
Oh my gosh, I laughed.
What was I saying?
I don't know.
You're saying God's awesome.
Oh, I remember what I was saying. This came up because of the kind of conversations we've been having about the podcast and about like where we wanted to go. Like even like the last, not the last one, but the one before last. We talked about the poser vision of like what we want, what we're going towards, and since then we've got to talk to your dad actually a lot more, or I have a lot more about like One Fest and everything, mm-hmm. and hopefully our part in that, and just kind of am I good? Just kind of our part in that, and kind of I don't know. I can see, like we were talking about earlier, Ben, I can see God, you know, shaping us and our podcast and our goals and our dreams towards, you know, chasing this. Like,
yeah.
Like, we realized today, we were talking earlier today, and we realized that, like, me and Ben have had a lot of dreams. And
for a really, really long time.
Said
like, real dreams at night or like just...
No. Like
life dreams.
Life dreams.
Like long-term life dreams. And our...
I understand now.
our pattern so far in life has been, hey, Ben, you want to do this? Yeah, let's do it. And then we don't do it. We just talk about it a lot. And we realize that this is kind of the first thing that we've actually...
Yeah,
it sounds bad, but committed to like,
yeah,
like had a dream like that, and we actually went after it. And
not to like justify our past procrastination, but I do feel like there's a lot to be said for like you're now married,
yeah.
So like something that you were working for a really long time has taken place.
Yeah,
I graduated college, yeah. So like what kept me busy for 4 years is now over.
Yeah,
so like we're finally at a place where the distractions in life are less than they were.
Yeah.
Late high school to college. Yeah.
And just years. Having, yeah. Like, having said what you just said, we're not complete slackers and just don't
finish
anything. Like, you finished school, I got married.
Timing is everything.
Yeah. We've done things.
But we've put our dreams on hold to do those things.
To do those things, yeah.
Except getting married was a dream.
Yeah, exactly.
But
oh. Yeah, it was.
It was. Anyways. but yeah, and we realized today that this is kind of what we want this to become. It's just kind of like we've both had like these different skill sets and different gifts and abilities, and like for the longest time, me personally, and I think Ben will attest to this too, but like I've been so confused about what I'm supposed to do in my life, just because God has gifted me in so many different ways to do what seems like to me so many different things. And this is kind of the first thing that we've stumbled upon,
yeah,
where if it goes where we kind of see God kind of pushing it towards in our hearts anyways, we will be able to use like 100% of what our giftings, of what God's gifted us for. And I don't know, we just think that's really cool to us. And
it's cool.
We kind of feel like we found our thing,
our
you
niece.
Know? Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like an umbrella that allows us to do everything we've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
It kind of provides the way, I guess.
Yeah. And we know it's going to take a long time, but it's still, you know.
Yeah.
We're getting to do some cool stuff. But, Haley.
Yes.
As we said before, just graduated the high school.
Oof.
And,
well, that's over.
And she's going to UT Chattanooga, right?
Yes, I am. I am.
Yeah.
And the decision of that was pretty cool, actually, because all of my life, well, actually for a little bit, I was like, I'm going to be a mom who needs college. No, thank you. And I just recently decided to attend that because I thought that'd be good. But when I decided that, I was like, I'm going to stay and go to Memphis because that's what my older sisters had done. And I could not even imagine leaving because my family's real tight. Mm-hmm. And then senior year rolled around and I thought maybe I'll just apply to UTC to see what happens. And I was just praying about it and just saying, Lord, just like lead my heart to where you want me to go. And my sister Sarah, not Gretchen, Ian is not going to be a father, but Sarah is going to be a mother.
Very clear.
Became pregnant with a little baby girl. A couple months ago, right when the college decisions were happening, and I was like, good, I'm going to have a niece, but leaving would cause me to not be here, and that would be really sad. So that put a whole nother, like, I cannot leave, and I was just praying about it, like I said, and just praying that God would lead my heart to where I'd want to go. And so, I've been praying about that for a couple months, and I went and visited UTC, and when I was there, I remember I was having lunch with my mom. I mean, breakfast with my parents. Don't know where that came from. On Sunday morning, we've been there all weekend, and we were just talking about it, and I had just fallen in love with the school and the city, and I was telling her, I was like, Mom, Memphis, I was pretty set on going to Memphis, even though I was touring, but I was like, Memphis has nothing to offer me, like, I don't even want to, like, go tour. I hadn't even toured Memphis yet, but I talked to a couple of my friends while I was in Chattanooga, and they were super involved with this awesome ministry, and they were Young Life leaders, and it was just, like, that's what I want to do. And so it was just, I got exactly what I prayed for. Like, it was, like, not even a shadow of a doubt. Is that the right thing? That, like, I was supposed to go to Chattanooga, and if I stayed in Memphis, like, I really wouldn't be able to get involved with anything because, I mean, I guess I could, but they're just, Chattanooga has so much more to offer me. And it was just, I think probably one of the biggest moments in my life where I just felt like so secure and was like, this is what God wants me to do. And I mean, I feel like college's decisions like that are one of your bigger ones you'll make in life. And I mean, at this age, but it was just really cool. And it is a really cool feeling just to know fully that, like,
this is it.
And it's terrifying and scary, but I don't know, I'll be good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Those moments of clarity are just really precious. Like,
yeah.
It's all this chaos, and all of a sudden it's like peace.
Yeah. Yes.
So cool.
And it's like you said, it's peaceful and it's awesome, but it's terrifying all at the same time because,
yeah.
Like, in your case, like moving to a whole different city.
Yeah, and where... it's like, what if I move there and God's plan is for me to stay there? In my mind, I'm thinking I'll go, come home over the summer, stay, go back, come, and but
who knows?
That could be his plan, and that is scary to think about.
Yeah,
but...
yeah. And like for us, it's the period of time in between. I feel like it's really going to get nuts when we actually do step out and start to try and do this
for serious,
like on our own.
In a box.
Yeah.
This is for serious.
Or in your
living
apartment.
But when we step out and try and do this like full time, like that's going to be terrifying because we're not making any money off this. We spent money on this. Like we haven't profited this from this at all. But you know,
monetarily speaking.
yeah, monetarily speaking. I mean, we've profited so much from this.
Yeah,
in other ways. But you know, that's. I feel like those moments, like moving and us stepping out and doing this, is. It's terrifying and it's, but it's beautiful at the same time because it's like. Who knows the possibilities that are going to come from that. Like, you do stay in Chattanooga. Who, you know, like, that means that there was something in Chattanooga that made you want to stay. Like, that's incredible.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. That's
and
just,
of all places to awesome. Be, Chattanooga is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Because
it's
beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Y'all should go. If you have never been, come see me. I have a couch you can sleep on.
We went when I was, like, 10. And we went to the aquarium. And the incline train
the little
thing.
Yeah.
And it terrified me because
I hate
heights.
I haven't done that, but I've
seen it. And I was freaking out.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
I mean, I don't think I've ever been. Have you been to Chattanooga? I'm looking out the window for everyone who's listening because my brother and sister are on the other side of the window. So I don't think we've ever been. They're shaking their heads. No, we've never been to Chattanooga.
They
so.
Also have tons of food places that are really cool and yummy.
Nice.
We should road trip to Chattanooga.
Hey, you can do a podcast in my dorm.
We could.
That'd be awesome.
Be
I'll
Haley
have people
Ellis
you
episode
could interview.
Yeah. And there's some really cool people in Chattanooga. Yeah. There's some life happening there that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Isn't that where United Pursuit and all those people are from?
Yeah.
Franklin. No, it's from Franklin. They're from Franklin.
Just kidding. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have a roommate from Franklin.
Really?
Yeah, maybe she knows them.
Maybe she knows them. Yeah, hook us up. Anyway. Okay.
I feel like as far as talking about direction and how it's terrifying and everything, I feel like there's this weird like paradox for me at least when I'm trying to it's like what how I put this? What you really want is sometimes not what you want.
Mm.
Like, you really want what God wants, and you want to do whatever it takes to get there, but that's not what your flesh wants or what your comfort wants. And so, even though, like you said, even though there's this peace and all of that, it's still terrifying because the comfort you doesn't want to do what's necessary to get to what the real you wants. Sometimes. And I feel like for me, that just kind of brings to mind, like, C.S. Lewis says in Mere Christianity, which is something that we need to get back to at some point.
At some point, yeah.
Topic idea.
it's
no,
but if you sing it.
But he says, reality is usually something that we could not have guessed. Like, in his experience, which, you know, I found this to be true since he said it and just made me realize certain things about life. But like reality never looks like you would expect it to look. It's not a movie. It's not a book. It's not, you know, like you think something's going to be a certain way, but reality is almost never that way. Mm-hmm. And so there's just this uncanny nature I found whenever God gives me specific direction, it's like, the storm clouds break and there's that moment of clarity and that peace and it's like, this is what I want you to do.
Yeah.
And you know that it's like never been what I expected. And the podcast is just one of those things.
Yeah.
Like it makes sense that this would be a direction that we're supposed to be heading in, because never in a million years would I have thought, hey, let's start a podcast and it'll be an umbrella for all the creative things we've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
But this is reality, and that's how it happens. It's fluid and it's amorphous.
And it works.
Yeah.
Like we don't have a ton of listeners, but like, I mean, not even talking about our listeners, like for us, like this is a natural thing that we just enjoy, and I feel like we're pretty good at it. I mean, we don't suck, so.
That.
You know.
Not you guys.
By the way, guys, I don't know if we said this, but Haley is a big fan.
You need to come up with a name.
What do you mean?
Like a poser, like a believer.
Oh yeah, like a
Justin Bieber fan.
Yeah, we call them posers.
Oh yeah, posers. Yeah, I'm a poser.
Or Poser Nation for like all the listeners.
Just kidding, you already
as
did
a
that.
Whole. Like what up, Poser Nation?
Yeah, I got you.
She's a part of the Poser Nation.
Yeah, that would be a good T-shirt,
right?
What up, Poser Nation?
Or I am Poser Nation.
Or hashtag Poser Nation.
Y'all like it? Okay.
That's a good Twitter challenge. Who would buy one?
Oh, no. That's not good. We're not
going
to make
that. No, it's great, guys.
Shit.
I'm sorry. That was rude. I'm so sorry.
Someone just got evicted from the Poser Nation.
It's really hot in here.
I'm just kidding. It is hot in here. What time are we at? 23 minutes? Oh, that's not bad.
Do you want to leave that in, or do you want to stop
yourself?
No,
we'll leave that in.
Okay.
That's good. It's all natural, Ben.
No. No, it's not.
Oh,
never mind.
So what are you going to school for, Haley?
Psychology.
Yeah?
And that's pretty cool, because... What?
No, go ahead.
No, you go.
You sure?
Yeah. Okay. Ask me questions.
You want to be a behavioral therapist?
Yes, correct? And I've learned just today. I was watching TV, and there was this lady that said she was a behavioral therapist and was describing her job, and that's not what I want. So I've been telling people the wrong thing. I know what I want to do, but I've been calling it the wrong thing. It's actually an ABA therapist, applied behavioral analyst, which there's a difference, right? Wouldn't you know that? Okay. But I'd be working with kids with special needs that are like autistic and teaching them like how to react in certain situations instead of just like some kid that's like skipping school and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that would go see a therapist to like that's different. That's not what
different.
I want to do.
Yeah.
But I want to do that because I like to believe that it goes way back to when I was I don't know what to say. My mother was pregnant with me. The doctors told my parents that I was going to have Down syndrome. And because I guess there's tests that tell you that. And they...
23rd chromosome, I think.
Yeah. The doctor told my parents when they found that out, they said, so do you want to come back next week to talk about the options, talking about... It's not too late for an abortion.
Oh, good.
And my mom was like, oh, next doctor. But I was born and I don't have Down syndrome. So that was cool. But that's just backstory.
Yeah.
So
you feel very tied to that.
Because I later learned in life about 7th or 8th grade that I have a passion with being around kids, people with special needs, and if I'm being completely honest, I would prefer to be around people with special needs than I'm doing air quotes normal people, whatever you want to call them, just because they're so sweet. But
that's awesome. Yeah.
So I just have a passion for that, and that is, I know I want to work with people with special needs, and that seemed like a pretty cool job. And so that's kind of cool too, that it's just like all tied together, and that I think that's a God thing for Shurzies.
Yeah.
But
that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's funny that you had mentioned like going back to childhood and everything, because there's this book, I forget what the author's name is, but it's called The Dream Giver. And he talks about how a lot of times, like...
Josh thinks that's a good book.
Yeah, it is a good book. And it talks about how... Hey, I saw that.
He's giving us a thumbs up.
It talks about how, like, God has put a dream in you know, in every one of our hearts. And a lot of times he says, like, just his personal opinion and his experience is, if you want to find out what that dream is, like, go back to when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And what was something you really wanted to do? Or what was just something, maybe you didn't know what you wanted to do then, but what was something about your personality? What were things that you were just doing as a kid that, you know, that you loved the most? And chances are that's some way connected to, like, your dream and what God has for you. So, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I found that to be true since I read that book. That helped me a lot in the process of figuring out how to be, like, that I wanted to be a writer, was looking back and realizing that I loved to read ever since I was a kid. And I always wondered, like, this is great, like, I love reading these books, but what would I do if I were in control of the story, or if I were writing this?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah.
It's just cool to look, like, I like to, like, look back, this might be going a little off subject, but I like to look back on, like, big things that have happened in my life, where, I'm still a teenage girl. But I'm just kind of coming out of, like, the, like, teenage girl, like, obnoxious phase where they're like, hey! So there's a couple times in my life where I thought my world was ending because something happened. And it's so fun to look. I mean, it's interesting. It's not very fun to look back on those times. But it's interesting to look back on, like, how it's like, oh, like, that's why that happened.
Yeah.
To, like, look back. So it's like looking back
kind of
all the way to your childhood to see what your future is going to hold. And that is cool.
That is cool. You kind of see the pieces, how they fit together.
And it helps build your faith.
Yeah, for sure. You see the lessons that you've learned and that brought you to where you are, and you kind of go, oh, well, I guess you do have a plan, God.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to follow
just
that.
Reassuring.
And the world still hasn't ended. You know, I thought it would, like, five times. So I guess we're good. I guess we're okay.
The world hasn't ended, and I didn't self-destruct, so that's a plus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't want to do that.
This is, I don't know why, it's just been in my head the entire time, so I'm just going to say it, even though it might be just, like, too, not academic's not the word, too structured, I guess, but something that, I think it's a book by Andy Stanley, Josh probably knows.
Andy Stanley.
Is it Finding the Will of God or something like that?
He's putting his. Never mind. Go ahead.
But it's something to do with the will of God, and there's, like, three principles that he lays out that he says. A lot of times, one of the biggest issues with Christianity or that Christians have is trying to figure out what God wants them to do, and it's just like people will agonize over this for years, and sometimes miss the mark and never find it.
Yeah.
And there's this perception that a lot of Christians have. That, like, God's hiding his will from you, like, he's just playing hard to get, and it's like you're just wrestling with God trying to figure out what on earth does he want you to do.
Yeah.
And something that I'm just going to say Andy Stanley, and if I'm wrong we'll figure it out, but something that he points out is that, like, God wants you to know what his will is for your life. He's not playing hard to get. He's not keeping secrets like that. I mean, yeah, he won't unfold the whole thing all at once, but he's not being mean.
Yeah.
It's just that there are certain things that you have to do sometimes in order to figure out or to be able to even hear what the will of God is like. And so he lays out three principles where he says, like, God has three wills. There's his personal will for your life, which is what you are supposed to do, what he wants you to do. And then there's his moral will, which is right versus wrong. There's just things about his character that you have to be in line with to even be able to hear what he wants you to do as a person. You have to be abiding by what he's already told you to do, is what the moral law is, or the moral will is. Like, are you even doing what you know I've told you to do through the scripture?
Like, make disciples and stuff like that.
Disciples and even, like, the Ten Commandments as far as principles go, like, you know, no idols, no adultery, no...
Yeah.
Lying and all this kind of stuff. It's you know, the moral will of God, what we have written down on paper that we know God wants us to do, are we even doing that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if we're not doing that, we're not going to be able to hear our personal
yeah.
will.
Yeah.
And then above that is the sovereign will of God, which is what he's doing anyway, what he is going to do regardless of what we do, which is one day the world will end and he's coming back, period.
Yeah.
And so there are things that he's in the process of doing now that are setting up the stage for that. And so basically Stanley puts up and he says, if you want to know God's personal will for your life, you have to be in line with his sovereign will, which means, are you a part of that plan? Are you ushering in the kingdom of God?
Yeah.
The coming of Christ, which is basically making disciples. And then his moral will, are you doing what he's already told you to do through his scriptures?
Yeah.
And then if those two are in line, then you're wide open to hear his personal will. And he says, like, 9 times out of 10, the reason people struggle for years with why they can't find the personal will of God for their lives is because they're not in line with the moral will or the sovereign will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that book just kind of opened my eyes up a lot. And I found that to be true. Like, a lot of times when I'm struggling with, like, God, what do you want me to do? He kind of holds up a mirror and, like, oh, I forgot yeah. that was in the corners of my life.
That reminds me a lot of what I was homeschooled and we had like a graduation in my living room.
It was fun.
And
yeah, I saw those pictures.
Yeah, it was fun. But my dad, that reminds me what he was saying about when he played that song. Do you know who that sang that?
I did not know he sang that.
Okay, well, it was a song and then he talked. Yeah, it was a very interesting song, but what it was saying, I didn't really understand the song actually, but I understood what my dad was saying about the song. But he was saying, you know, like, the one thing God really asks us is just to love him. And if you're mm-hmm. doing that, then you're going to, like, it doesn't really,
yeah.
through that, you're going to yeah. see those decisions. And
yeah.
Because I feel like you're saying, people mm-hmm. like agonize over what does God want us to do? But it's like, yeah. when you take a step back and yeah. just fully trust him and love him, like, even if you make a wrong, I'm air quotes again, wrong turn, yeah. like, he's God and will
yeah.
lead you down that.
Yeah.
It's not a set path.
Right.
For, so that kind of reminded me of
yeah
what you were saying.
That's good.
Yeah, your dad gave me pretty much exactly the same advice.
That's
one time.
That's good advice.
That is good advice.
Goes with anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One time when we were in the car, it was a while ago because he was driving back from the fair.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a little while ago. He pretty much said the same thing, like, at the end of the day, I was getting advice about like a job, mm-hmm. what job, and, you know, I should go after what job I should take, which is the story of my life. So
you and me both.
Yeah, I know, right?
Ophelia, oh, man. Yeah, that's
good. And it was a ministry based job. Like, I was praying about whether or not I should pursue being a youth pastor or not full time, and he was just like, at the end of the day, like, because I was like, I just want to know, you know, I just want to. What God's plan for me, like, I want to fulfill God's plan, like, I want to do what God wants me to do. And he was like, well, I mean, you're obviously made to do ministry and you're a Christian. And he's like, but at the end of the day, this is a job. It's a job. I mean, it's ministry, but it's a job. You know, being a youth pastor is a job, whether or not you're good at it, whether or not you'll do it forever. Cause he was a youth pastor for yeah. like 10 years. And he was yeah. like, you know, whether or not you do it forever, who knows? But if you feel like you feel like it'd be good for you, and you feel like it's something that God, you know, has laid on your heart, do it. And if it doesn't, if it's not, you know, who knows? I mean, you've learned something in the process.
Yeah.
That's
not what you're supposed to do. One down. Yeah. Let's move on to the next one.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So,
I feel like a lot of times we get so bound up in, like, we just stand still and we're just frozen with fear because we don't want to make a wrong choice or a wrong decision. But I feel like part of the freedom that we have
is free will.
Yeah, it's, well, free will, but part of the freedom that we have as Christians is, like, as long as something's not wrong, it's not a sin, we have the freedom to check it out and try
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And, like, God's faithful to say, hey, don't do that
yeah.
if it's not something you're supposed to do, you know?
Yeah.
But we can try, you know, just be like, well, I'm going to try this job and it's not what I'm supposed to do. God will be like, hey, stop it.
Yeah, this is not working out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not, I feel like we make it 10 times more complicated than it should be or it is. because we're humans.
And overthinkers.
But something Brent told me one time, Brent Clymer, the worship pastor here at the church we're in, something Brent said one time was, why are you laughing?
All right, go ahead.
Anyways, something Brent said one time was, sometimes God just wants you to choose, like what we were talking about earlier, like he's equipped us to do so many things and different things and given us different gifts and abilities that complement each other in some way. And there may not be one specific thing that you're built to do. It may be a few different things. And sometimes God just like, you know, pick one. I've given you all this ammo and this different abilities to do these different things. So
just do something.
Just do something. Yeah. Pick one and do it, you know? And I feel like we make it 10 times harder than it should be. What are you doing?
I think, because no matter what, if you think about it, no matter what you do, like, we're supposed to make disciples and share God's word and love. Yeah. So it's like, no matter what you do, whether you're in ministry or something, my dad said the other day, he was like, it's a shame that guy was in ministry because it's almost like he could share more when he was just...
yeah,
a fireman. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of cool. Like, really, no matter what you're doing, what job you have, like, you're gonna have opportunities to touch people's lives and show God to people.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's the main goal.
Yeah,
in life,
you just gotta be somewhere doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and God's gonna
instead of sitting in your room asking, "What am I supposed to do?" Yeah.
What's that whole principle? Like, you move, God moves. And again, like, we sit, you know, frozen in fear, and we're like, God, what do you want me to do? And sometimes it's just like, move.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I can't move till you move.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's a thought. And then we gotta cut it off after this. But I always hated, I mean, this is kind of branching off. It kind of has something to do with what we were talking about, but it's kind of branching off. Sorry. I have hand motions too. All right, I just almost called you Josh. Anyways, but like I won't say I've hated the term, but like I've never really liked the term full time ministry.
Yeah.
Because if you're a Christian,
you are in
full time ministry. Like,
yeah.
And that's kind of going back to the what was it, the moral will?
Yeah.
Like, if you're a Christian. Do that. That's what God's will for your life is to, you know, minister.
Yeah.
It's not what's when you get to heaven, it's like, oh, you were, I'm going to use fireman again. You're fireman? Awesome. You get to go over here. No, like, that's not what, that's not
what little section of heaven.
This world's about. Not at all.
Well, that was nearly as painful as you thought it was going to be.
No,
it?
I got a little more comfortable as it went on. Yeah. You know?
Yeah,
I feel like
my heart slowed down to a normal eating pattern.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah,
we should go to Chattanooga because this was fun. High five.
Yeah.
Oh, was that loud? Then high five.
That was a funny looking high five.
It's really hard.
Cut the bottom half of the pole.
Well, this is fun, and
you
should be on again. I guess we have to go to Chattanooga. What are you pointing at?
I'm sorry. Wrap it up.
Ben.
Yes, sir.
Do we have a Facebook page?
We do.
What's it called?
Facebook.com/PoseAPodcast.
Yeah? Haley.
Yeah.
Do we have a Twitter?
You do.
Do you know what it is?
At Poser Podcast.
Yeah.
Only use hashtags on Twitter because that's what that's for. Just so people know.
Guilty.
Oh, sorry. Or Instagram. That's fine too.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Instagram, do you have an Instagram?
Yes.
You know what it is?
Poser Podcast.
It's pretty simple.
Yep.
Oh, what am I forgetting?
Email.
Email. Ben, do we have an email?
PoserPodcast@gmail.com.
Hey.
Oh.
Here we go.
Hey, and
what?
Do we have a YouTube channel?
Yes, we do. Just get on YouTube and search Poser Podcast.
And you want to?
I watched all those today. They're really good.
Sweet. There's more coming.
You watched all of them?
Had time.
Yeah,
to,
I was bored today, guys.
Haven't had time to. Oh, thanks.
No, I mean I would have done that if I was really busy too, but
I haven't had time to upload the other ones yet.
Yeah, we're gonna have some on there.
The phone service. You wanna?
Oh yeah. If you have we just keep adding stuff to talk about at the end of this episode. We should just make a recording of like a commercial for us and then just play it at the end of our podcast.
We should.
That's a good idea.
I know, right? Then we have to remember everything. We have if you have any topic ideas or you want to get a hold of us, we have a phone number now where you can reach us and leave us a message.
So cool.
I know, right? It's all official and stuff.
Yeah.
But if you want to contact us and get us to host something or something like that, if you, you know, just anything, topic ideas, I just want to give some feedback, call this number.
That's right, Ian. Call 901-290-2212. Again, that number is 901-290-2212.
Joshua's frantically telling Ben to back away from the microphone.
Sorry, Joshua.
Sorry, posers.
It's okay.
Can you still hear? Okay, a little bit.
So, yeah.
Yeah. We are hosting an event, Ben.
Yes, we are.
We are hosting an event on June the 14th. It's a Saturday. It is a benefit concert. All the proceeds go to a girl who is going on missions. I don't know where she's going. They didn't tell us that, but she's going to Memphis or on missions. Not going to Memphis. That'd be a pretty short trip. but I've heard that there will be the Michael Lacey band will be playing that day, and they're pretty awesome. He's the one who got us to host the event. Me and my brother may or may not be playing. We probably will be playing that day, and Ben and I will be hosting the entire event. So,
sweet pea.
So come out and see us. We'll give you more details as we get them. So there you go.
Yeah.
There you have it.
There you go. Hey, Haley.
Yeah.
Don't scare the potato.
I would
create that noise if I could.
Hey, Ben.
Hey.
Don't scare the potato.
Don't do it.
And we're done.